The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 and 10. Before we read, our old lady, Mama Comfort, Sekbaya is here. Thank God, Mama, you are welcome. She sent a message to me that she wants to go home, so I should come and release her to go. And I didn't go. Because I didn't want her to go home now. And as she waited, I wasn't coming, she has come. You know, if I were to go, she will go. So, Mama, you are most welcome.
Mama Comfort, you are welcome, Pastor Uncle.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 and
10.
For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and pleasing Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work. Underline that. Bearing fruit in every good work. Growing in the knowledge of God. Let's control verse 11. Being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's continue verse 12. It's a long this thing, you know, comma, full stop hasn't come. And giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light. Underline the word who has qualified you to share. Amen. We still want to consider the thing commanding fruitfulness, productivity, results, and greater works.
Say yes, yes, aba. Na say nyam fasuobi ewo ni juma.
I want to thank the Lord for the men ministry day last week.
And
the message on holiness that the district pastor delivered down to earth. I am going to co-opt that because in this message, there is a part that holiness will come in. Holiness unto fruitfulness. This month has been declared, and next month, the month of fruitfulness, productivity, results, and greater works. And we have seen that in Genesis 1:28, the first word that Adam heard when he came out of general anesthesia, that was when God created him and breathed the breath of life into him. Whilst He was creating, molding Adam, how many of you have been to the fishing side, the coast? Do you know when they are pulling the net? They are singing. They are singing. When they are pulling, they are singing. They are singing. Sometimes, those of us from farming area, when we are weeding cocoa, then we are also singing. You know, all those things is to inspire you and also to distract you from your using your strength. And by the time you realize you are accomplishing what you are doing. So in the same way, whilst Adam was being molded, God was saying, be fruitful and multiply. You are fruitful. You are multiplying. I am creating you in my image to be fruitful. And so when Adam came out, after the breath of life has been breathed into him, the first thing he heard, be fruitful and multiply. So Adam got up and said, I am fruitful. I am multiplying. I am fruitful. I am multiplying. I have dominion. I subdue the entire creation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then God repeated the same in Genesis chapter 9 verse 1 to Noah. He said to the family of
Noah,
who survived the flood, be fruitful and multiply. And in John chapter 15 verse 16, Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. In Psalm 107, verse 2 and 3. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I like it. See, the NIV, let the redeemer of the Lord tell the story of King James. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And scattered them out of the land from the east. And from the west. From the north. And from the south. Please, take note of this Psalm 107 verse 2 and 3. You know, God commanded Adam and his descendants to be fruitful, to be productive. Fruitfulness simply means productivity. It means that your life is impacting other lives positively. Opposite of fruitfulness is barrenness. Dryness, infertility, emptiness. It was a holistic command. It was a holistic command given to Adam and his descendants. But even after Adam had fallen, Jesus came back to restore us back to this original command to be all round fruitful. Jesus has come to make us spiritually fruitful, prayerfully fruitful, career wise fruitful, maritally fruitful, socially fruitful, economically fruitful, financially fruitful, health wise fruitful, mentally fruitful, emotionally fruitful, physically fruitful. The command to be fruitful is holistic. Unfortunately, we are limited. We have allowed the flesh and the system in which we live to determine whether we can be fruitful or not. A command is an instruction that must be obeyed. And God's command can never be resisted or refused. You know the elements of creation. The sun, the moon, the stars, and the earth. And the sea. Whatever God commanded them to be, so they have been. They have been like that. The sun has never stopped shining. The sun has never stopped appearing from the east. Day and night has never stopped. You see, one of the things I've been using to tease the devil these days. You see, when you come to a certain level, you can start teasing the devil. Look, build your spiritual life. I tell you, build your prayer life. Look, build your intimacy with God. And Satan or the devil will be nothing to do. Look, these days, I used to tease the devil. I say, if you have power, why haven't you stopped the sun from shining? Look, it's now night. Can you change this night? You can't change it. Look, it is day. Can you change the day into night? Why are you proving that you have power? When your power has been taken away from you, but do you know something? When it comes to man, do you know why the sun can never disobey? The moon and the stars. The vegetation, the earth. Do you know why they can never stop obeying the command God gave them? They don't have a will of their own. All the elements of creation, they don't have a will. They are like robots. They are like angels. Angels don't have the will. When God assigned an angel, go and kill everyone on my right. Unless God discriminate and say, except those with my mark. Before you realize, the angel will start killing everybody. They don't have a will. They are like robots. Element in creation that has been created with a will is you and I. We human beings, we have been created in his image. We have been given a will to choose, to decide. The greatest blessing God has given to man is that God has given you and I a will. But it is also the greatest problem. I'm telling you, it's the greatest problem. Look, do you know that people are going to hell? They are going to hell willingly. Adam, Eve, they ate the fruit willingly. God said, I am putting this tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the middle of the garden. Not outside. At the middle. In the middle. Adam, look at it.
Adam, show
this tree.
Said ye.
In the middle. No tree around it. In the middle. This one. Don't eat. The day you eat, you will die. You will die spiritually. My image will be separated from you. You won't die immediately physically. But because you have died spiritually, physically, You have been sold to death. It means physically. You have also started dying. And the serpent. Today, when we're coming to church in the morning, I was telling her.
No, catch her, Mami Gladys.
The five words.
And same enum.
That you can use
to
describe Satan's activities.
Five
words that God has given to me. So when you hear Satan, his work is five. The first one, deception. 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 Two. Seduction. Deception is lighter.
You see, what
the serpent actually did to Eve was that Eve was seduced. You know, seduction is that your mind is there. You know that this is fire. But something has made you not to see it as fire. That is seduction. Seduction is a matter of deception. Let me tell you, all the battles we are fighting, everything about Satan is five. If you can remember this five. Number one, deception. Two, seduction. Three, discouragement. Four, distraction. Distraction. He will take your mind off. Many of us, that is our problem. He takes your mind off. The real thing and occupy your mind with fake. And then infiltration. He will infiltrate your life and make you accept your situation like that. He has finished. Please. The weapons Satan is using against us, they are not bombs. They are not intercontinental ballistic missiles. No. These are the simple things that Satan is using against mankind. Deception. Seduction. Discouragement. Distractions. We'll get there. Look, there are human distractions. Some people in your life, they are a distraction. I am telling you, they are a distraction. Some situations that come into your life, they are distracting situations. And then infiltration. He enters into your life. And he does that through your marital partner, through your husband, through your wife, through your friends, through people who sometimes are very close to you, even through your pastor. That's why you have to pray for your pastor. Here on earth, nobody is free. So you see, because we have a will, Adam ate willingly. Was the sun not giving the same command to shine? Why has not the sun stopped shining? Adam was also giving the command to be fruitful, to multiply, to rule, all that. But these three, the day you eat, you lose all. In all, only Adam failed. The sun hasn't failed. The moon hasn't failed. The earth, Adam failed. Do you know why he fa- she failed? He, or he failed, they failed? Do you know why? Because they have a will. They decided. Let me tell you. I'm going to shock you. The situation in which you find yourself, you have decided to be like that. Some say, Pastor, are you sure? I say, yes. Let me tell you, don't blame anybody. Please, in this, look, from next Sunday, I'm going to talk about foundations and don't blame anybody in life. I was 25 years when the Lord taught me this. Never to blame anybody, but to take responsibility. I am telling you, don't blame your husband. Don't blame your wife. Don't blame your father. Don't blame your mother. Blame yourself. Do you have eyes to see? Do you have ears to hear? Do you have legs? Do you have hands? Why do you blame somebody? When God has given you eyes, when God has given you ears, when he has given you hands and legs and a brain to think. And you are sitting down hearing the word of God. Let me tell you, God didn't bring you into this world for any human being to make you. Get that! God didn't bring you into this world for any human being, for any government, for any president to make you. God is the maker of man. He brought you into this world to make you. To make you. Not for any human being to make you. Not for any government. Not for any president. Some of you are only praying the day your party will come into power. Now, people have given his excellency. Nana, they have given many names. What was the name somebody was mentioning? Somebody will say, Akpefu Adu. Akpefu Adu. You will suffer before you chop. That's the meaning of Akpefu Adu. Akpefu Adu. So, I asked the woman, what did you say?
What's it saying?
He said, now Nana Akpefu Adu is called Akpefu Adu.
Forget it.
I say, oh, Nana, God help you.
Oh, Nana.
what didn't they call Rollins? Even people Rollins gave Rollins, so they gave the name Rollins to their dogs.
No, mon crime, I'm pussy and frail.
What didn't they call President Kufo?
Ah, Kufo.
What didn't they call Atamels?
Atamels, the giant.
Who told you when you were being born? Did you hear the voice of God saying, President so and so will make you? Government so and so will make you? Yes, we need good governance to make life easy.
Please,
to be honest with you, Ghana is hot. Life is difficult. I am telling you. Life is difficult. I will not deceive you. It is difficult. The systems and standards are falling. Nothing appears to be working. I must tell you the truth. And it didn't start today. He didn't start today. That was why when Pastor Prince was saying that everybody turn to the person sitting by you, ask for, you see,
Prince.
Look, very soon, when we come to church, we are going to spend about 10 minutes just asking each other questions. So how do you feel? Because you know, people are just committing suicide. You see people with plain face. Nice face. The next time the person has committed, and the person says, ah, but we are friends. He never told me that he has a problem. Look, people don't know who to talk to. Because they don't trust anybody. I am telling you. I don't know. Lord, thank you. Sometimes you have a challenge. You don't know who to talk to. Especially we pastors. Things happen to us. You can't talk to anybody. You can't talk to even your wife. Only because of Christian maturity. That you can talk to your wife. Because you don't know the response. Sometimes you guys are saying, hey! That is,
I don't know.
Go to Awudome. Or Osu, where will you want to be buried? Please go and get a grave. That thing. You better seek for a grave. Do you think that was what the person wanted to hear? So because you don't know the response. Look, as we are sitting now here. Look, that's why we need the word of God. I am telling you. That's why we need to go to church. We need indoor fellowship. I thank God for this church. Somebody was telling me. He came here for the first time. He said, it is only in this church that you see that after church, people are sitting down chatting. People don't just rush out. That is how it should be. You look at somebody who is lonely.
Ah, why am I crying?
Oh, sister, how are you?
Oh, me neighbor.
Sister, how is it?
And to say,
oh, you are not smiling. Let that alone. It has saved somebody. Do you know that somebody left church and went and committed suicide? Somebody left church and went and committed suicide. Because we come. If I attended the church.
Sorry, me.
And. As you are seated, only when the pastor says, turn and shake the one, then you shake. Everybody was sitting straight. Nobody was smiling. And if you are there new, it's a woe to you. Immediately they said the closing prayer. I was sorry I went. I was just standing like that. Everybody was just passing by. They look at you, they pass. They look at you, they pass. Why won't a person leave such a church and go and commit suicide? But you see, these things are happening because our attention is on systems and men and people. But if your attention is on God, if your attention is on God, my brother, my sister, if your attention is on God, you will never think like that. You will never think of going to commit suicide. You will never feel disappointed. Look, I have suffered things in the house of people. I have suffered broken hearts. I have suffered pain. I was telling somebody recently, maybe she should watch. I said, you were one of the people I used to call my girl.
But
I have dropped that thing. My girl.
Miguel.
I have dropped that thing. Because some of you have disappointed me.
Esan se mumu bi mama me sesi form.
Listen.
Montie.
Let me say this to you. You don't know who somebody is.
Munim nia obi oyo.
Until a problem comes between you.
Enko si abra o
how you are separated. That is when you know who the person really is. I am now getting to know the true nature of some people who have left this church. I am now getting to know their true nature. And some of you are also not helping. Be careful. What you tell people outside there. The way pastor preach against you.
The way
I tell God that we are now online. I say go. We are online. We are online. And let me tell you. Please, when the pastor is preaching. I've been preaching for 37 years. I have heard things. I have seen things. Gladys, who was preaching? And the story was like something that has happened in this church online.
Yeah, Gladys.
And we're saying, you see.
I say, ah, sure.
If there is a member of deliverance who is listening to this. Somebody was preaching for another country. And it was like something that happened in this church. Exactly. You see, one thing you should understand is that human experiences are the same. They are the same. They are similar. I may be preaching about something. It is not your matter. But human experiences are similar. That's why you should pray for pastors. Because sometimes you stand here if you are not careful. Somebody will think that you are talking about him. But it is not so.
Beloved,
we have been commanded to be fruitful. And Jesus came to restore our fruitfulness and productivity. In fact, when Jesus said on the cross, Tetelestai, John chapter 19, verse 30, it is finished. What does that mean? I want to explain to you. The ultimate sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary is eternally permanent.
It's
eternally holistic. Please, what Jesus has done for you and I, it is eternally permanent and eternally holistic. Nobody can add anything or subtract anything. When Jesus said it is finished, he paid the price for you to become fruitful, for you to become productive, for you to produce results. He has fully paid for you to become whatever you want to become. The only thing that is there from your side, your responsibility. You must be conscious of who you are. Say conscious. Now, let me ask you. I just want to use something as an example. Maybe your father is called Kofi Gan. You are a son or daughter of Kofi Gan. They bone you.
Kofi
Gan. Now, what do you do to become a son or daughter of Kofi Gan? What do you do?
What journey Kofi Gan?
Who can tell me? What do you do? Your father is Kofi Gan.
Papa ni Kofi Gan.
And when they brought you forth, they show you that's your father, Kofi Gan. What do you do?
Kofi Gan. Papa ni.
What do you do? What do you do? Nothing. Nothing. But there is something that keeps you. What keeps you? As a child of Kofi Gan? What keeps you? What? The name. Again, what? Apart from the name, what? Your consciousness.
You are conscious. You are conscious that you are Kofi Gan's child. That is all. You are conscious. You are conscious. You don't do anything. In the same way, what do you do to become a child of God? Nothing. Nothing. You only become conscious that you are a child of God. In the same way, when God said be fruitful, what do you do to be fruitful? Be conscious that I am fruitful. Say, I am fruitful. Say, I am productive. Say, I am fruitful. Say, I am productive. That is why Psalm 107, verse 2 and 3. Verse 2 and 3. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. They should say what? They should say, we are redeemed. So let those who are fruitful also do what? Say so. Say, I am fruitful. Say, I am fruitful. Say, I am productive. Say, my life is producing results. That is all. That's Christianity. I'm telling you. That is Christianity. To be conscious of who you are. To be conscious of what Christ has done for you. To be conscious of what you have inherited in Christ. Finish. And daily is in your mouth. Is in your actions. Is in your mouth. Is in your mind. Look, when I was growing up, my best friends were Ashantis. People who have really contributed to my ministry. Ashantis. Ashantis. I'm telling you. Edakakari and Co. Papa Timmy from Batim. Nana Mankwa, the water construction.
Nana Mankwa.
Of course, there are a few Aves, a few this, but Ashanti. And you see, when you look at Ashanti, look how proud they are. They are always called Nana. I don't know any home that there is a no Nana.
Nana de Ashanti.
Nana. Small Ashanti boy.
Ashanti ni kiti 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 kiti.
You will know that this Ashanti.
Unsa Ashanti ni niye.
Or there is an American. Those children who come from America. When you see them.
Omo ma tra America ne di eni
ohu. You know that this child is an American. I mean you see America.
Who say America born
home. In the same way. When you are a child of God. Everything around you must feel that you are a child of God. Don't let the systems. Look, listen to me. The moment you accept Christ, who your father is doesn't matter. Who your mother is doesn't matter. Where you come from doesn't matter. Because there is a change. There is a shift. There is a shift. The moment you accept Christ, there is a supernatural shift. A major shift. Who your father is doesn't matter. Where you come from doesn't matter. I am telling you, it is only Christ that matters now. Hallelujah! We were a group of pastors.
Normally, a software kakra.
I was the first. That home adopted. I was organizing prayers for them. Then you know my problem. I don't enjoy alone. Any place I find something good, I begin to direct. Then I started sending some pastor friends there. Unfortunately, those pastor friends, they are from the region where that rich man comes from. Me, I am from a different region. The next time I realized, They started speaking their language, which I didn't understand so much. Then they were getting closer, and they started leaving me behind. One time when I visited the home, nobody should tell you that you are now a visitor. You are no longer needed. And I advised myself, you are now a stranger. Thank you. I advise myself. I say, I will trust God. I started going to Achimota Forest. I say, God, you and I, nobody but you. I know anything I will be, you will use a human being. But any human being you want to use, it should be you, not me, choosing the person. The moment I separated myself and I started trusting God, and started praying like this, God started bringing some people my way. Up to today, those people don't know what they have done in my life. Sometimes when I meet their children, they are big girls now. Big. Hey, Pastor Adela. Do you know what your family? Say, what did you do? Let me tell you. When God is using somebody, the person will do it and not know that he has done it. But when you force the person, you become a perpetual slave. Look, sometimes it is good for people not to remember you. I am telling you, why is my uncle not remembering me? Why is so and so? Because if they should invest in you, you become their slave. I'm telling you, any place they go, they will mention your name. I was the one who made. If it is not because of me, if it's not because of me, so sometimes God will separate you. He will shut them down not to invest into your life, so that he will have you. After he has made you, nobody can stand anywhere and say, I was the one who made him or her. No one. Today people look at me and they are afraid. Some look at me and tears are running to their eyes. Because I never went to ask them. When I was struggling, I was just praying. I was just praying. God used other people. And even those who God used, even when they see me, they are forgotten about what they did. Because God used them. God used them. Let me tell you, who do I ask anything in this church? Do I ask you for money?
Debbie.
Do I ask you for things?
Debbie.
Look, I can ask. I have the right to ask. And when you give me, you don't know. Apart from first fruit that people pay. And then people say, oh, Reverend, I have an envelope for you. Who do I ask? I pray to God.
Oh.
Sister, I pray to God. I pray to God.
Oh.
Because I don't want to be become a slave. Look, there are people here I respect so much. Some of you counsel me. You call my attention to things. You advise me. Something you make sure that I don't lack in certain areas. I really appreciate it. And you should continue. However, I'm not relying on you. I am relying on God. Amen.
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 Amen. The 60th anniversary you are celebrating. I didn't ask anything to be celebrated for me. I am not a celebrant. People just people who love me
adofo ne keke
themselves together
and
60 years
is
a significant. This man is not a celebrant, but we want to celebrate it. And do you know what God has told me? You know what God was telling me? He said, they are not celebrating you, but they are celebrating an era for themselves. They are not celebrating you. They are celebrating an era for themselves. They are pushing themselves into an era. And after that celebration, everybody will see in this church that levels have changed. Say, I am fruitful. Say, I am fruitful. Say, I am fruitful. Before we pray, to be fruitful, stay connected to the vine. Stay connected, fully connected, connected to Jesus Christ. According to John chapter 15, verse 1 to 5. John 15, 1 to 5. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. For you to continue to be fruitful, stay connected to Jesus. Your mind, your lifestyle, your whatever stay fully connected to the word. Stay fully connected to the Holy Spirit. Stay fully connected to your personal instruction. The instruction God has given to you. Stay fully connected to your assignment. What has God asked you to do in life? I was in secondary school from 4. As SU president. I wanted to do medicine. When I started hearing, your work is a divine work. Your work is a divine work. I know what divine is. But I started searching dictionary because I want a different meaning. Because I don't want to hear that I'm going to be a pastor. To be a pastor, I don't want to. I started searching dictionaries to see whether I will find another meaning of divine. Because I don't want to be a pastor. Your work is a divine work. What am I doing today? I am doing the divine work. When God brought me here, dirty place, dirty place, dirty gutters. I told God you are wicked. Why do you bring me from North Carolina to a dirty place to come and struggle and suffer? I went to the authorities who sent me.
Here.
Why did you do this to me? What have I done to you? Look at where you sent me. Gata. Who will come to church there? They called me and spoke to me and said, Dela, we prayed. And then God said, Dela, the name Dela came. I came and told my wife. We started going to Achimota and Legon Botanical Gardens to pray. And then one day we were praying when I heard. I sent you there to go and build me an army. And build me a palatial structure. I sent you there to change the place for me. I sent you there to put my name there. I will be with you there. Now, where has God positioned you? Which church has God assigned you? Are you just hopping from place to place? Look, this is the secret of fruitfulness. Stay connected. Where has God placed you? What instruction has he given to you? What assignment? Look, some of you, let me shock you. It will be difficult for you to become what you want to be. Because some of you, look, let me put it, look, some of you, Some of you,
what can it blame?
I have to develop a prayer for you.
Also, my boss from
God wanted you to marry certain kind of men.
Yes, sir, sir,
but in your own mind, I can't marry a pastor. You are finished. I'm telling you, forget. You are finished. I'm telling you. You see how I will? Do you know God's purpose for your life? I want to take a break. Maybe after next Sunday, I'm going to take a long break. And when I come back, there are some things I want to teach
you.
How to discover God's purpose for your life. Because when you don't know God's purpose, you mess up opportunities. Me, I've not married this kind of person. Do you know God's purpose for your life? Sometimes when people are coming here, then they are tapping the altar. I say, Lord, it's not me they are tapping. It's your altar. Because when it is left to me, I laugh. Because they have missed the purpose. They miss it. They miss it because of us. Their will is too strong. When God is pushing you, they are going. Some people have left where they are supposed to be because of offense, because of anger, offense. They have left their place of
placement.
These are the secrets. Stay connected to your the instruction God has given to you, your assignment, your placement, you are your assigned connected spiritual authority, and stay holy unto the Lord, holiness unto fruitfulness. Discern distractions in your life. There are human distractions. There are situational distractions. There are spiritual distractions. And the next thing, examine your foundation. We will talk about that one later. We are already dealing with foundations on podcasts. But beloved, I want to declare to you, the Lord says you are fruitful.
He said,
you are fruitful. He said, be fruitful. Rise up and say, I am fruitful. Say, I am fruitful. Say, I have received the command to be fruitful. To be fruitful. I mention your name. I am fruitful. I am fruitful. I am fruitful. I am spiritually fruitful. I am spiritually fruitful. I am spiritually fruitful. I am prayerfully fruitful. I am career-wise fruitful. I am maritally fruitful. I am socially fruitful. I am economically fruitful. I am financially fruitful. I am health-wise fruitful. I am physically fruitful. I am mentally fruitful. I am emotionally fruitful. I am declare. I am fruitful. I have received the command to be fruitful. Shatakaba yakatakaba. I have not asked you to stop. I say declare.
I am fruitful. Ibroske rabranda kaba, lebroska bata lebranda kaba, rabraka baba, ikata lebranda kaba banda leba, ikerebreke rebroske rebebebe, ibroske rabranda kere baba, lebroko rabranda kaba, lebro kabo rabranda kere lebroska bo kaba rebaba, lebroske rebebebe, spiritually fruitful.
My life is fruitful. My life is fruitful.
My work is fruitful.
My life is fruitful. My life is fruitful.
My life is fruitful.
My life is fruitful. My life is fruitful. My life is
Amen.
You see, the devil is using a lot of things to settle us for less. You know, you hear people saying, oh, what you are suffering, how old are you?
Oh, yeah,
it is aging. You know, when you are aging,
what they say, oh, you know,
where is it in the Bible? That when you are aging,
where
is it from? Give me Psalm 92 verse 12 to 14. Psalm 92 verse 12 to 14. We are using, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. 13. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. 14. They shall still bring forth fruit in all age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Continue. To show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. And there is no unrighteousness in him. So where do you find something about old age? Even in their old age.
Look.
This is how a child of God should talk. This is how a child of God should talk. But we don't talk like this. Look, when you become born again, your language changes. Your attitude changes. Your lifestyle changes. Your thinking changes. Everything of yours must go in line with the word. What did God say? What did God say about
you?
What did God say about this situation? But we have left what God
said.
We are playing with the system. Now it is this. Now it is this. Now it is this. What does the word say? We are going by medical science. I thank God for medical science. But they have studied
though.
It is not in the Bible. They have just studied human beings.
For
years and written things down. I'm telling you. They are limited. That's why the Holy Spirit has come. The Holy Spirit lives in you. What is the Holy Spirit telling you? Hear this pastor. After the podcast. The Holy Spirit said, deal with the foundation of the evil foundation in your marriage. Meanwhile, the wife comes from a Christian home. But let me tell you. The foundation of this building. I was here.
No, I say.
You see how tall the pillars are?
No, see, here, no.
From here down,
it
is one and a half this down. One and a half this down. Can you see that one? Can you see the foundation? Even your parents don't know the foundation. Only God knows the foundation of your family. So ask God the foundation of my family. This pastor was, look, always the wife is sick. Always there is attack. Always, look, the things they have gone to. Maybe that was why God said, pray over the evil foundation of your marriage. And the moment he started praying, something just came and cut him. They show it. And the mark was there. That means he has tackled the thing. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Any foundation.
Any foundation.
I have inherited.
I have inherited.
That is robbing me.
That is robbing me.
That is fighting.
That is fighting.
And blocking.
And blocking.
And delaying.
My
fruitfulness.
My fruitfulness.
My productivity.
My productivity.
My resolve.
My resolve.
My greater work.
My greater work.
Let the Holy Ghost fire.
Let the Holy Ghost fire.
Scatter, scatter.
Scatter them.
Scatter those evil foundations.
Holy Ghost. Scatter them.
Scatter them.
Holy Ghost. Every evil foundation. Scatter them. Holy Ghost, scatter them. Scatter them foundation. Scatter them foundation. Scatter those foundation. Holy Ghost. Break them, Lord.
Let me tell you, next Sunday I will talk about foundation. And we'll take communion. Still connected to fruitfulness. Look, the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ is holistic. It is permanent. Look, we are saved. The price has been paid. But listen to me. We are still living in the flesh. We are living in a fallen world. Do you know why Jesus prayed? Jesus didn't pray as God. Because God doesn't pray. We rather pray to him. Jesus prayed as man. And do you know why he prayed? Because he was living in the flesh. In Galatians chapter 5, from verse 16, there is always a conflict between the desires of the flesh and the spirit. And Jesus was also living God. In a fallen world. That was why Jesus had to pray. So that the flesh will not disappoint you. You are here. Are you Jesus? Jesus pray more. So you should even pray more than Jesus. Jesus rely on the Father. You should even rely more on the Father. More on the Word. Jesus rely on the Holy Spirit. How much more you should rely on the Holy Spirit? Even Jesus. Who carries supernatural blood. Supernatural blood. But human body. So that body can be sacrificed. I see people, offense, anger. I stop church. Take your church. So and so.
Say.
And then you meet people. Are you still in that church?
Oh,
that church. And excuse me 100 times. Some who are stupid and foolish. They also listen. Oh, if you have stopped, then me too.
Listen to me. Keep your friendship.
But
the day you stand before God, you stand as individual. Even husband and wife, you will not see yourself going together. I am telling you, you will not see yourself going together. Keep your friendship. But when it comes to your relationship with God, your eternal life, it should be you and God alone. It should be you and God alone. Let people be themselves. Please, if you are called, please go. Me, that's where God has placed me. That's my destined place. We are still friends. But please, be yourself. When it comes to this area, we will not go together. Anger, offense. People have messed. They have messed up.
And now
let me tell you, it will take only the mercies of God.
Look,
if you know, I want to say here, if you know you have really missed something,
why should it be
and you need the mercies of God, just come here right now. You know.
Wouldn't him say, why should that, we be?
You just need mercy. Look, mercy can speak. Look, some of you, you are married to wrong men because you reject, you see, your foundation caused you to reject Mr. Right or Miss Right. Your foundation distracted you. Your foundation was the foundation of error. Error! Some of you have made some decisions. Some of you have taken some steps. Look, only mercy. I am telling you, only mercy.
Look,
you don't argue. Look, sometimes when I make some mistake, I just say, God,
mercy.
For 1 hour, God, not that I've fornicated, but there are God, mercy. Sometimes even my daughter will rebuke me. I am ready. Excuse me, look. When you realize that you have messed up in that, look, anybody can rebuke you. Anybody can speak to you. That one is even what causes God to have more mercy on you. I'm telling you. Mercy. Look, mercy. You have missed opportunities. I will never marry from this tribe. Do you know God's purpose for your life? Let me tell you, it is only when you know God's purpose that is when you can choose. I will marry from this tribe. Because you have heard what those tribes
people
are. Are you God? I went to a funeral somewhere. How they treat women when your husband died, how they will treat you.
So we
were told that women in that town, they don't marry men from that town. Men marry women. And this sister was actually not from that from the town. That day, I said, my daughter will never marry from this town. But even then, if God is in it, I can't stop it. Are you God? Do you know God's plan for your life? Let me tell you, two problems are for every unbeliever. They have two S. Every unbeliever has two S. That's their major problem. Sin and self. or ego, sin himself. That's the problem of every unbeliever who are not born again. But the Christian, ours is one S. Our sin has been dealt with. But self, ego. Our ego is stronger than even God. Look, you know now, I am resting. God told me that, why are you worried about these people? It's themselves. My servant. When I saw the mark that God gave me, I said, what? See, my son. He called me my son or my servant. Sometimes he calls me Dela.
Say,
relax. 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 And I started relaxing. I can't change you. I can't change any human
being. No pastor
can change any human being.
Let me tell
you. You can change even this way. You are hearing. You can decide not to mind it. I'm telling you. The change is in you. The fruitfulness is in you. The choice is with you. They can lay down, so you can fall down. And when you rise up, you can still say, I just fell. I just fell. But I am myself. I just fell. I am myself. Like one of our mates in second, Maya De Alex. They were always punishing him, kneeling down, kneeling. Maya De kneeled down. He was. One time when he was leaning, he said, you think I'm kneeling down? I'm standing. You think I'm kneeling down? I'm standing. I am telling you, look, it's you, it's not me, it's not any pastor, it's not any prophet, I'm telling you, it's you. Look, when I was suffering from masturbation, when we went to Akpafu, who did I show the masturbation area? Who did I show? Mother Badina, who went with me? I think,
Mama Walker.
Steven, I showed him the place where I used to do my masturbation. I said, this was where I was doing masturbation. This was where I was doing masturbation. And that place is still hot. They are still bathing there. How do you call it? Bathroom. They use a sink. I said, this was where I was doing masturbation. Even masturbation. I have fasted and prayed. The day I pray, I will still do masturbation. I said, God, kill me. If you can't kill me, then I heard for the first time, Dela, are you willing? I turn around. Who is here with me? Are you willing? I turn around. Then I say, I am willing. 1979. August something. I wrote it down somewhere. Look, from that day up to today, I haven't masturbated. From that day, I never touched any woman until I married. From that time, I don't know any woman until the one I married. Are you willing? Please, those of you who are sitting down there, the message is also yours. Are you willing? Are you willing to be fruitful? Are you willing to be productive? God will not make you. Are you willing? Are you willing to change? Even when hands are laid on you, until you answer that question, deeply that day, because I was tired. Look, I went to Hohoi Hospital.
Of course, Hohoi Ayaresabia.
When I was bleeding, the nurse nearly slapped me. Handsome boy, like, what do you know? What are you doing to yourself? The spirit of masturbation. I couldn't stop. I said, God, kill me. Then I heard, Dela, are you willing? I said, yes, I am willing. Look, no prophet can save you. No apostle can save you. Look, even when you are attending a Roman Catholic church, And you are fully connected to God. And you are willing. The little messages you are receiving, even there, a change can come. A change can come. I say a transformation can come. Stop blaming church. Stop blaming pastors. Miracles don't change people. Miracles don't change. Otherwise, Israelites in Egypt, the miracles that they saw, they would have changed. Miracles don't change
people.
As you are standing here, please, those of you who are sitting,
I didn't
ask you to sit down. Those of you there, I think you didn't understand what I said. If you understood me, everybody will be here. Some of you there, you need mercy more than those who are here.
But
I'm going to, I am going to use this one as a point of contact to all of us. Those of you
who
are coming, lift your hands. I am not going to touch you. Say, Lord, I need your mercy. Lord, I need mercy. I have messed up. I have messed up. I have messed up. Out of ignorance. Out of anger. Out of offenses. Out of bitterness. Out of lack of self-control. Lord, I need mercy. Only your mercy can bring a change. Lord, I have no argument. Only mercy. Only ushers. Are you around? The anointing is falling. I can feel the anointing right now. Look, some of you have missed opportunities, eh? Like me. I thought I was so bold. One of my areas of strength is cut off. I just cut off. I never knew it was a foundation. I never knew. Some people have cut off. I shouldn't have cut off from them. We meet at funeral. People look at me like this. Their tears are... Because they don't know what they did, and I cut them off. Some of them, I've started calling them. To say sorry.
So because I fetch me.
To kneel down before you.
Be book to do when you make
me. I will say sorry right now. And I mean it. And I mean it. But people like that, when you play with them, say, Lord, I am before you. I have come to your throne according to your word. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, to obtain mercy. Lord, only your mercy can change it for me. I have messed up. The same way the blood of Jesus Christ was able to wash away my sins and make me righteous, in the same way your mercy can bring a change. Can bring a change. Can bring a change. Can bring a change. Can bring a turnaround. The same way your mercy can reset me. Can repackage me. Can repair me. Can reset me. Can repackage me. Lord, I need mercy. Your mercy. Your mercy. Your mercy. Your mercy. I am ready. I am willing. 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 Ushers, yes. I am ready. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. I see a hand touching you. I see a hand touching. 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 God is able to do it. God is able to do it. Yes, he is able. 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 Yes, yes. Lose them now. Yes, yes. I break those foundations. I am not touching anybody today. Just receive it. Just receive it. Yes. Yes. I said in 1979, I am willing. And from 79 to today, I haven't done that thing again.
Amen.
I've never masturbated again. I just said, I am willing. When I heard the voice, are you willing? From your heart, say, I am willing. I am willing to change. I am willing for a turnaround. I am willing for a repackage. Shalibratos kataya mashin. Iparandos keteki mashanda. Receive right now. The Lord said, just tag them. Receive right now. Yes. Yatakayo kata. Librek, I break you out. Yes, I break you out. Be willing. You are willing. I break you out. Receive mercy. Receive mercy. The Lord said, touch them. Receive mercy. I didn't want to touch. The Lord said, touch them. Receive mercy. Yes. Break you out. Receive mercy. Receive mercy. Lost opportunities should come back to you. Lost opportunity. Yes. 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 Break him out. Yes. Break him out. Break him out. Yes. Break him out. Break him out. Yes. Break him out right now. I break you out in the name of Jesus. Receive mercy. Receive mercy. Receive mercy. I break you out. Yes. I break you out. I break you out. I break you out of that mess. I break you out of that pain. Lord, restore mercy. Mercy. There is a change that has come. A change has come in your life. A change has come. A helper has come. I break you out. I break you out. I break you out. Receive mercy. Receive mercy. Receive mercy. I break you out. Receive mercy. I break you out. Receive mercy. I break you out. I didn't want to touch you, but I just said touch them. Receive mercy. I break you out. Receive mercy. Kalu karando skata. Libreketeke matali kitsukatike lebrokoto karamashi. Some of you, your mouth. Your mouth has settled you for less. This mouth, eh? This mouth. This mouth. This mouth. You have talked about things that you shouldn't talk about. Pra, 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 pra. Shatakabayakata. As for me, as for this tribe, people from this place, as for this church, this, your mouth. Shatakabaya. Mercy. 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 Lord, mercy, mercy. I didn't want to touch you. The Lord said, touch them. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Shali kreto karama siketeke bari. Now, those of you standing there, say, Lord, I want to be fruitful. I am willing to be productive. I am willing to be productive. I am willing to be fruitful. Anything in my life that is blocking me, Lord, I need mercy. 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 Lord, ushers, look at her. Look at her at the back. Yes. Lord, I need mercy. Lord, I need mercy. Yes, yes. I break you out of every limitation. Break you out of every limitation.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen to me. Moses didn't enter the promised land because of the foundation of anger.
David,
lust for women. And I'll tell you what happened to David.
Reuben,
settle for less. Foundations. Look, don't boast of where you come from. Don't boast of your family. Thank God you are from that family. Paul said, if anything I will boast in Christ. In Christ. In Christ. Go in the mercy of the Lord. And let a new beginning begin with you. Go now in that mercy of the Lord. Let's clap. Let's give a clap. Everybody lift up your hands right
now.
Say, Lord, deliver me,
Jimmy,
from self,
from
ego.
Deliver
my will. Any aspect of my life that goes against your will. Lord, help me. Let my will be in line with your way. Let my ego be in line with your way. Let my thinking, let my desire, let my taste align with the Holy Spirit, with your word, with the Holy Spirit, with your word. Holy Spirit, help me. I am willing. I am willing. Only you can help me. Only you can help me. Even if I've made a mistake, that's why you are God. You are able to correct. You are able to reset. You are able to repackage. Help me, Lord. I am willing. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.